It is a very warm welcome to my special guest today, and that is Peter Hooper. Hello, mate.
How you doing, Dave? Long time.
I'm good, and we go back. We got a bit of history, haven't we?
We got some history, yes. You mean, I'm Liverpool, but it was also there. It was also the launch of Sports Arena Gateway that she emceed for me.
Yes, you got a good memory, but now you're talking about it. Yeah, it brings back some memories. So good to see you again. Now then, Peter Hooper, you are with the Dolphin Coast Warriors. Let's find out, first of all, who the Dolphin Coast Warriors are.
It sounds like a sports team, doesn't it?
No, it Dolphin does,
Coast
really.
Warriors.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though we are Warriors, what the Dolphin Coast Warriors do, it's an NPO that fights food insecurity through funds and donations that we receive.
Wow.
Important to note is that we take 0% commission. So obviously all the funds go directly to those in need. So what we do... We get lots of requests for those in need, and we help them get back on their feet. So if I can give you one of our success stories.
Sure.
There was a grandmother living in Cape Town. She had to give up her livelihood, her home and everything. She moved to the North Coast to look after her two granddaughters. Now, these girls had been molested by the father. The mother was a drug addict. And anyway, so she moved into a domestic one-bedroom, let's call it a home, which isn't a home. So anyway, obviously we got the call for help. We did a couple of visits. We started supplying them with food, essentials like clothes and even a stove. And eventually, after looking after them for many months and giving them advice and obviously being there for when they needed us, eventually they became self-sufficient. The mother came out of rehab.
Wow.
She moved in with them into this one-room place, so there's four of them staying there. And obviously, we kept on assisting them. The mother found a job. They got their lives back together, and now they are self-sufficient. So that is one of our great stories.
What a success story that is, Peter. And isn't it great to give back, hey? Doesn't it make you feel wonderful?
It is amazing. And obviously, you know what a lot of people don't realize? Even though it is Dolphin Coast or Balito, there are so many people in need. I mean, there are literally people a kilometer away from where we are. But if I can just give you some insight into what we do, obviously we get
First of all, how long have you been established, the Dolphin Coast Warriors? How long has it been run for? And how many people are involved to run the organization?
Yeah, so the Dolphin Coast Warriors, we've been in existence for 12 years. It was initially started by Honor De Wet, who in himself is a legend on the, you know, the North Coast and everything. So currently there are 10 professionals. And when I say professionals, they are actually business people that give up their time. They don't get any compensation in terms of money for what we do. So there are 10 different types, forms of work, advertising, bridging finance and so on. But we basically, and there is one student, it's very good to get youth involved. And so we just a group of people that give our time and obviously the work that's required in this environment.
How do you choose who to help? Because there's hundreds, I would imagine, of people who could do with your assistance.
All the time. And we get many requests. And the requests come in from people who realize others are in distress. It comes through our social media. So what is very important, the first thing that we do is we do a home visit. We see what their exact situation is. And also we ask them for their bank statements. Bank statements will obviously tell us what financial situation they're in. And more importantly, it tells us what they're spending their money on. And in many instances, you will find, irrespective of how much money they make, could be 2,000, could be 10,000, what we find is that in some cases, 70% of that money that they get in is spent on online gambling, betting, and things that are not necessities for life.
Booze,
alcohol, cigarettes. Yeah.
Dacha.
You wouldn't be able to see on this statement, those bad things. And so what we do is we say to them, listen, we can see what you're spending your money on. We will only be in a situation to help you if you cut down on that, and we obviously start supporting them, and then we continuously ask them for the bank statements keep a track.
So you monitor?
We monitor. We analyze, monitor, yes.
Okay. So now you've got a big fundraiser coming up. It's a huge one. It's on July the 29th at the Umschlali Country Club. Every swing helps knee feed a family. That's a nice little slogan, isn't it? Huh?
That is.
So you're looking basically for people to get involved in the golf day. Tell us more about the day itself.
Well, look, the golf day is our core event of the year. You know what? We feed people. We need funds to feed people. So obviously, the more four ballers we get in there to participate, all that money goes to contributing towards, the expense to pay for food. And if I can just very quickly tell you, we the way we feed the majority of the people, obviously, there's always different circumstances, but we provide them with vouchers. These vouchers they get from Checkers. And they get it around about the 25th of every month. Now, there's many reasons for that. Number one, we make them responsible. We make them accountable. They've got to get off their feet, go to the store, get their food. We're not a food delivery service. So effectively, that helps them also get off their feet. So the whole ethos is always get off your feet, do something for yourself. So if I can go back to the golf day.
Sure.
As I said, this is our core event of the year, and we are needing as much participation as possible. And the way that the people can participate is obviously securing a four ball. Individuals can also participate in separate teams if they would like. And we obviously accept donations. And what is critical to us is T-Box sponsorships. And at this point, I'd really like to thank CMH Ford Belito, Checkers Junction, Dis-Chem and Mozambique for being one of our loyal supporters. And otherwise that people can assist is by purchasing raffle tickets and donating items for our auction. So now on our auction, we've got a very cool concept. It's called the silent auction. Have you ever heard of a silent auction?
I have, but explain. Okay.
Well, basically, so what happens generally in a golf day, you have the auction afterwards, half the golfers have gone home. So anyway, what we do is at the beginning of the event, we put out whichever items we are auctioning, we put a board there, and it's a silent auction in that you got to go there, write down your name. We obviously have a reserve price. Then the people put down the price they want to obviously bid on, and the next person that goes there has to bid higher. So, and one of the really cool prizes that we have is a champagne sport resort valued at 30,000 rand. So that is worth, I think I should put on a reserve there of 15,000. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, whatever field. Yeah, well, start there. Definitely. No, start. You could even start at 10 and bring it up to 40 or 50. Yeah. It's a beautiful prize and it's a beautiful place. I've worked there and stayed there many, many times.
Mm.
Good stuff. So you and I don't play golf that well.
Yeah, I told you before we had this this interview
that
I'm being banned from golf courses for practicing in the bunker. And on that point, can I give a shout out?
Sure, 100%. Okay.
I'd just like to give a shout out to my beautiful wife, Karen, who's actually a member of the DCW, which is Dolphin Coast Warriors. She should have been in studio with me here today, but respectively, she's at the birth of our granddaughter.
Oh, wow.
She's 2 months old now. She's in Canada, Toronto. Hello, Ryan. Hello, Max. Hello, Isla.
Tell her you love her at least.
Love you. I love you so much. And it's about time you came home. The golf day is around the corner.
Okay. Is she going to be back for the golf day?
She comes back on the 25th. So, yeah, she will be there.
Perfect. All right. And finally, if you want to play or donate or sponsor or do whatever you need to do, there's a fella called Johan, isn't it? Have you got his number there?
Yes. So obviously you can reach us on our social media, which is Dolphin Coast Warriors.
Yep.
Alternatively, you can reach Johan on this number, 083-325-0329.
083-325-0329. So if you're a golfer, get out there, have some fun, man. Get some sun on your face and raise money for this fantastic course. Peter, good to see you again.
Thank you, Dave. Thank you for the opportunity.
Absolute pleasure. Let us know how it goes, won't you?
We will. Thank you.
Perfect.